Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Now, not all tall stories have to be about the building. In fact, the lack of one can be every bit as interesting. That's certainly the case in Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, where a void in the city has become a showcase for sustainable construction techniques. It's a project fittingly titled Krata, and Monocle's man in Slovenia, Guy Delaunay, paid a visit.
There's a hole in my neighbourhood, as my namesake Guy Garvey once sang. My neighbourhood is Bežigrad, just the other side of the railway line from the centre of Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana. And the hole in question is a gigantic vacant lot on the corner of the main boulevard running into the city. It's been like this now for almost 30 years, but there's life behind the corrugated metal fences. Right now, more than there's been for the past three decades. That's because this site's been taken over by Krater, a collective of architects, designers and urbanists who offer a new vision for empty urban spaces and some fresh thinking about how we construct our cities. What we've got here is, in essence, a natural garden with trees, flowers, insects and bird life. To this, Krater have now added a ceramics workshop, a nursery for urban gardeners, a fish pond, and even a sanctuary for abandoned houseplants. Coming soon, a tea house they're building using the traditional rammed earth construction technique. All the materials are found on site, and everything is biodegradable. It's not just an oasis in an urban desert, it's inspiration for how to build better cities.
My name is Gaja Mižnarić-Osole and I run Trajna Association. It's an NGO for sustainable development of design. So we're about 2 kilometers away from the city center, Ljubljana city center, and we're standing in a rewilded construction site that was occupied by a group of designers, ecologists, permaculturists, social scientists and so on, like a very diverse group of mostly young people, who kind of share the same values that they want to transition towards, like, yeah, I don't know, more sustainable ways of living. In 2022, we kind of entered this area, which hasn't been really touched by humans since 1994, which means that in all of this period of time, nature will have, like, really, amazing time to develop itself in its full potential.
And nature is providing the raw materials for construction, among them earth, plants and fungi. There's nothing new about rammed earth construction. In fact, it's been used for thousands of years. But the Krata Collective aren't alone in suggesting that it's time for the technique to come back into the mainstream. Their way is strictly manual, with teams of people pounding the earth into moulds. But while it produces a lot of sweat, crucially, it doesn't create much in the way of carbon emissions.
One thing I think which is super important is that you can actually access the material on your own site, and you would already, you know, you wouldn't need to go to the store to buy it, and in the store materials would be imported, they will be coming from like faraway countries and so on. So here you're already, you know, saving a lot of CO2 emissions, so they have a lower footprint.
You might have thought that a zero-emissions construction technique would be leapt on by governments keen to reach their net-zero targets, but regulations make it difficult to deploy rammed earth in many places, including Slovenia.
One would need to go through a really long process of certification, which is also financially quite inaccessible to a lot of people who would like to do this by themselves, let's say, so like smaller communities of people or like smaller families or so on. Now that we're living in this really crazy times of like, yeah, climate change and so on, and these sort of materials are again regaining attention, that also legislation would need to kind of revise their administrative processes, basically, in order to support such practices to be practiced more.
Officially, Kratar will be here only until the end of this year's Ljubljana Design Biennial. But bearing in mind the history of this site, it wouldn't be surprising if the hole in my neighbourhood remains a little longer. And that, perhaps, would be no bad thing. For Monocle, in Ljubljana, I'm Guy Delaunay.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Today's episode was written and edited by Guy Delaunay and produced by David Stevens. And remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.